and gentlemen, welcome to the French Connections Wednesday edition. Today's date is September 13th, 2006. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. It's great to be with you here today. I haven't done a rant in a while, and I'm planning on a good one today. I've lots to tell you folks. September 11th has passed. You hopefully have heard our analysis that Christopher Bolin, myself, and Eric put together just 2 days ago. We are making a difference. These people are panicking. They are bringing out this guy Wilson, we'll talk about in a little while, to try and make a 300-hour effort to spin the lies of the government into something that looks rational. The science will not bear this man's work out, period. End of story. It cannot bear his story out because it breaks all the rules of physics, as Professor Stephen Jones has so clearly stated, as many others have stated. The person from Underwriter's Laboratory, who was fired because he told the truth, said it is impossible, the government story, impossible. And nobody can explain Building 7. Nobody. It defies explanation. We could just stop at Building 7 and say, don't even look at the Twin Towers. Explain that one. And Silverstein says, well, we brought it down because it was dangerous and we needed to just implode that building. Well, they would have had to preposition that explosives in those buildings. Prepositioning. He couldn't have done that in a 3-4 hour time period while firefighters were fighting a fire in it and stuff. No way. It's nonsense. And the people who are starting to look at these simple laws of physics are understanding they've been lied to. That's the end of the story. You know, it's exactly what brought Eric to his conclusions when he first looked into this. I mean, it didn't make sense. It didn't add up. It was absolutely impossible by physical laws in our universe. And this man's 300-hour new clip that they're going to try to sell to the imbeciles across the world, while it's got a glossy thing to it and it may look really sharp, it's just made for boneheads. You've got to see it. I haven't yet. Eric told me the effort is extraordinary. His effort is extraordinary. I haven't seen it. I really don't need to, because I already know that it defies physical law if he supports the government story. And we went through all this stuff. We went through the commission's liars. We went through the physics. We went through Stephen Jones being intimidated. We went through it all. We talked about it just 2 days ago. But we've been talking about it for years now. Been years now. Eric and I have put this stuff on, and we've brought some of the greatest people around to talk about these things. And you know, along the way, we've come to realize a lot of these people are liars. They're paid for by the bad guys. They've got a huge budget, ladies and gentlemen. I made a statement a couple of shows ago about a $1.5 billion budget for misinformation from our own government to disinform and misinform. It's public. This is your taxpayer dollars being spent to lie to you. Let me say that again. Your tax dollars being spent to lie to you in the tune of $1,500 million. How many liars can that buy, ladies and gentlemen? How many Wilson videos can you get with that? How many John Statmillers can you pay for? How many Mike Pipers will you get from that? You do the math. How many? You know, and that brings me to this Piper thing. You know, it seems to have settled down a little bit, so I'm going to comment on it now that it's settled down. This guy is so full of crap, and he has exposed himself so clearly and plainly with his recent accusations and worked together with some of the worst criminals, the worst liars, the worst obfuscators in this entire movement. Wing TV, my goodness, guys. These people are just so bad. I've got to vote them the worst in the entire world for lying. They've been stealing our information, putting their own name on it. They've been stealing the documents and efforts from Eric's book and other hardworking people's books and put it on as their own. They have stolen guests right off my guest list as quickly as I could get one up there. They try to find them and make calls. How do I know? I talk to some of my guests after. Oh, boy. And these guys are so bad. And guess what? Best friends with this guy, Piper. And then Piper's nonsense about calling Eric fish bait. What in the heck is wrong with this man? I couldn't believe it. Anyway, he's basically right now going to try to do a Kaminsky on us. Remember John Kaminsky back in the day when he got on my show and started fuming about the Jews. They did this. They did that. What they're doing, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to clarify right now, not all Jewish people are involved in this conspiracy. In fact, the majority are not involved. In fact, the large majority are not. It is the leadership of their groups. It is the Ashkenazi leadership that is run through the bankers of America, through the bankers of Europe, and through the bankers internationally, through the IMF and World Bank controllers, Wolfowitz and the rest of them, all the way back to Warburg, Schiff, Loeb, Kahn, Annenberg, and of course Rothschild, and of course Honig, and of course Oppenheimer. These are the real criminals. And yet, what he wants to do is start yelling the word Jew everywhere. And this is what Piper's going to do. He's going to pull a Kaminsky. And then so he's going to try to discredit everybody who is saying anything about this stuff as being anti-Semitic. Well, I'm telling you, I challenge anybody out there to call me an anti-Semite. That's absolute nonsense. Absolute nonsense. Well, first of all, it's not even correct ethnically, because the people that have done this are Ashkenazis, and they're not even Semites. Secondly, my biggest collaborators happen to be from the Jewish community, and Judaism is not, these people are not Semitic to begin with. Some of them are. I've got some Sephardic friends of mine. But I've also got a lot of Arabs helping and sending me emails, and I've got people, you know, writing me from the Arab community in from Pakistan, who are Persian Arabs. I mean, Persian Muslims. And the fact is, the Arab Muslims are Semitic. The Palestinian Christians are Semitic. The Lebanese have Semitic heritage. Christians. I'm not an anti-Semite, ladies and gentlemen. I'm an anti-criminal. Clearly. That's what I am. But that's not what Piper's goal is. And, you know, this comes out of a playbook that has been well used and well documented. It was put into motion by a guy named Morris Dees. Look up the Southern Poverty Law in your search engine and start reading about some of the things these people have done, and some of their false flag operations, and some of the people they have financed. And then take a look at these people over here, this guy running AFP, the owner there. He started several organizations that were ultimately turned over to criminal Zionists. Now, was the goal from the beginning to build them up with real hardworking patriots just to sell them out later so that some of the gravitas would stay and the lists of people who are participating in and their investigations would end up in the hands of these Zionists? Sounds like a plausible possibility to me. Something we need to investigate. Maybe one of you out there can look into this for us and give us a rundown of what you're finding. Because it's very clear to me, after 25 years with these people, this guy Piper is compromised. That's what he is. I mean, he tipped his hand to everybody in the last couple of weeks. So what does Johnny old Stapmiller do over there? Gives him an extra hour. Old Carl Schwartz, supported, Deborah Simon supported guy, you know, Mr. Stapmiller. Yeah. The guy that says he's going to punch Eric in the teeth. Oh, boy. You know, when you can't make this stuff up, guys. But why is it important that we talk about this? Well, because take a look at our work. This is the way that you separate the wheat from the chaff, guys. You look at the product of our efforts. You look at our results, and the results are clear. Take a look at the Bolin effort that we just did. Take a look at the stuff Eric and I have discussed over time. Take a look at our efforts throughout the research. Professor James Dickey. How about Colonel Barry Turner? Now, Barry has a couple of things that he said. One of the people he likes that I don't particularly care for, but, you know, Barry doesn't use the internet that much anymore. He's been studying this stuff for 30 years. He's more of a guy that gets a book and reads it. And that's the old way of coming to grips with information, although he does have the net. He doesn't use it as much as he does as a reader. And his support of Chomsky was a little bit off color for me. I don't like Chomsky. I think he's a bad guy. I think he's trying to really push the bad guys in the background and trying to expose the Bush connection as being the principal and the American connection as being principal. Now, you know, Zionism is not only housed in Israel. This is not strictly an Israeli crime. The controllers of Zionism actually don't live in Israel. They live in places like Bordeaux, France, in London, in New York, in Chicago, in Cincinnati, Cleveland, Miami. Yeah. There are names associated with all those cities, controllers associated. They are a worldwide organization. And most of them billionaires that I could cite right now, like the Allen family or the Lowy family or the Kahn family or the Lopem, they're generally not the very top of the pyramid of money. You know, to be a billionaire in the Zionist movement of the top controllers is to be a pauper. To have hundreds of billions in your control gets you into the next level of maybe 200, 300 people. You're in the top echelon. You're in the top tier. Now, do I think this whole organization that they've built over the last millennium runs smoothly? No. History can show us examples of what they call being a Bonapartist, going off the reservation, as it were, in the parlance of America. What happens, ladies and gentlemen, is that some of the people, like Stalin, actually turned on their handlers and kind of went their own way. So did Bonaparte. Now, does that mean they didn't have an association with these people? Well, no. Look at the French Revolution. Take a peek at it. You'll find out that the Jacobins were financed by the Rothschild money to do and destroy the monarchy in France, because the King of France had powerful support from his own people and had a worldwide organization. And then they supported the rise of Napoleon. Napoleone Bonaparte. And he rose up to power and then went off the reservation on him and started his own little things. And, you know, do the research. It's there. It's part of history. But where are we going with this now? What's the movement? Well, we've got people helping us. We've got young people coming to the MySpace in droves. We've got forums working in our direction because they found that we tell the truth. Now, do we get it right every time? No. No. Sometimes we find somebody who dupes us. I got duped. But I think that we need to do a relook at Reuven Schoessen. I think when he talked about the Mossad's activities, in his most recent interview on the French Connection, I knew what he was saying was accurate. But it was this guy, Victor Orshevsky's, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, the guy that wrote a book on the Mossad. A lot of it was coming from his book, not from a first-hand account, as far as I could tell. And as it seems to me that this guy might be disingenuous, and I'm beginning to wonder about the veracity of his effort. And any of you out there can maybe dig out through some of the information that he's been putting out. And because I've had a couple of heads ups already, and I've read them, and I thought there were some certain questions that this guy was talking about that absolutely red flagged me. Now, does that mean I promoted a bad guy? Well, to interview somebody and not have all his facts, it was difficult for me to challenge him on facts that I don't have. And subsequent to that, he brought some other information to me about the Mossad, and I said, well, yeah, I would like to talk about it. Fortunately, from what I'm looking at, from what he said on the shows, there was no disinformation that made its way into our thinking. So I want to make sure that You all know that. This is a tough thing here to do from a desktop and a computer. I don't have a staff of 100 to help me with this, and I don't have a lie detector to use. However, it did seem rather strange that this guy would be running around the world and not be killed by the Mossad if they really wanted to kill him. And that was a red flag for me, but I kind of pushed that aside because I wanted to hear the information. And, you know, sometimes my wishfulness on getting certain information may get in the way of me getting the full story. So need to take a look at that one guy, this guy Shosin. I'm having second thoughts about him, very much so. But other good things that have happened, good things. You know, the Supposing Digits Forum has worked well for us. There's a lot of conversation going there. In fact, there's a lot of bad guys getting flocked over there, too, and they're getting their nose bloodied by truth tellers, which is a great thing to watch. You know, one of these guys will come up with one of these cock and bull stories that they've been putting out for a long time, and then, boy, do they get their clock cleaned over at Opposing Digits. I urge you guys to go over there because it's one of the only forums I've ever seen where, you know, the actual facts are more prevalent than the nonsense, and the fact sharers are fighting to keep it so. And that's a great thing to see. And again, like I said, the MySpace thing, of course, I reject most of the applicants to my MySpace, and I get some people angry with me about it, but 8 out of 10 people that apply to it don't get in because I don't like particularly their associations on their site, and I'd like to ask them questions about things, and they get angry if I ask them a question. What I'd like you to know about my MySpace, it's for like-minded people. It's not a forum environment. It's not a place where you come and test out your Alex Jones ideas. It's supposed to be a place where people who are working in the same direction with us can get together and maybe chat a little bit, you know. And it should be done as anonymously as you feel comfortable with. Frankly, I don't want to push anybody into a situation where they have to speak their full honesty on a website, because that can be dangerous these days, as anybody will figure. But a lot of young people coming. College is back in session, and we are starting to get the numbers in the university starting to come. I can see it already. I see the age group. I see the people. I see them writing me emails. Maybe the awakening of the youth is finally starting to happen, and boy, with them will come a very powerful wave, because they are much more vocal when they do start working. They are much more militant in their delivery of their demands than people sitting at home in their 40s and 50s like we have been so far. And by militancy, I don't mean violence. I mean militancy by aggressively spreading this. Somebody was at the Ground Zero on September 11th carrying a big I Am the Witness banner, walking around Ground Zero. Thank you for doing that. I don't know who it was. I'd like to find out who it was, because they got a big thank you from me. So much happening, so many things. Been to a couple of sites recently. One I want to mention to you folks while we're at it is called WBFLegalReform.com. And it was a pretty interesting website. Maybe some of you would like to go take a look at what Linda Kennedy has to say. Very, very interesting stuff that Linda has to put out. She's done radio shows there. You can download them. Talks about legal issues. She's a lawyer who has been attacked by the Virginia Bar Association for telling the facts about some certain cases, as well as looked into many other cases. You need to listen to what some of the things that she's found. She also is aware of who's doing this to us. And she talks about how careful we need to be about the disinformation and what they call Comtel pros out there, as we all do, ladies and gentlemen. But she does a very good job. You should take a listen to it. There's some information that I never treat, and I'd like to maybe get her on the show if we possibly can. Talks about legal stuff that is very important in this stuff, because when we find out just how compromised our legal system is, we start to realize that our recourse legally may be a dream, and that we may have to take some other recourse. You know, we could talk again about some of the other ways we can take back the country, but some places the legal system has been completely undermined. like our Supreme Court. They give criminals the election wins and stuff. But that's for another time. Anyway, you know, the other stuff I want to talk about, you know, I haven't asked for any help donations-wise in a very long time. It's been 3 weeks, almost a month. Now, you guys responded in the beginning. Somebody sent us a very grateful $300 a time ago. But we still have expenses here. We have a system that is being built right now. I've got it sitting in front of me. I can't get the bugs out of it. We're going to try to do some live broadcasts here right onto the Internet. I've got a mixing board, but I'm missing actually some computer equipment and some interfacing equipment. And we're also going to try to help, well, to be honest with you, Christopher Bolin, if we can, and also a candidate or two, including Eric possibly running for president. These kinds of things are all coming up for us, and we'd like to actually expand our operations and at the same time keep us all alive here. Now, we're doing this on a shoestring. I mean, trust me, if you saw my desk and you saw what we've got this thing plugged together, it's a basic computer system with a couple of bells and whistles on it. That's all it is. And we'd like to be a little more powerful. Now, the truth is really what propels this whole thing forward. But technology would help a little bit, too. And that requires a little bit of help from you guys. So I'm going to ask you all, if you've got a buck or two, we've got a new mailing address, and if you go on the website, if you want to send a cash donation of up to $5 or even $10 in an envelope, we'd love to have it. It would be helpful to us. If you'd like to send a check to I Am the Witness, you can do that as well, or you can make a PayPal. Only a couple of bucks, guys. We don't want big money here. We want a lot of participation, but small amounts. Because, you know, this is the way for us to go here. We don't want big benefactors unless, you know, you're going to help us finance a real radio station that can go up on satellite. If there's any millionaires out there or multimillionaires out there who want to drop a chunk of change on us to get a real radio station going, boy, you know, if you'd like to do that, send it to us anonymously. Then we won't feel beholden. You know, that would be the best thing to happen. I mean, but anyway, I don't know. These guys, these criminals all seem to have lots of dough. We don't seem to get any of that. And they're able to push their message further into the mainstream because they've got those advantages. And we're trying to get those advantages on the cheap. And some of the things you just can't get on the cheap. But anyway, other things that have happened recently that I haven't talked to you about. I did a big broadcast, second one now, in South Africa, where millions of people in South Africa and the Southern African region listened to the truth. And I did not pull a single punch, not one. They heard the whole thing, hook, line, and sinker, knocked the teeth out of them. It was great. And we've got a wonderful international listenership here. There are thousands and thousands here in Europe, all over Africa, Asia, and America. We are a international force, ladies and gentlemen. We're not just heard in America. We're heard all over the world. And I'm hoping you can help us get bigger. If you're listening in England, if you're listening in South Africa, if you're listening anywhere in the world, tell a friend. Tell anyone. Tell them this is where the facts are being shared. This is the website, IamTheWitness.com, where the truth is being told. This is where good people are coming to fight the good fight. So this is the little rant for today. It was just an update of what's been happening, a little cheering session, a request for a couple of bucks if you could do it for us because it would surely help. You know, the cost of a couple of cups of coffee would do a lot of good for us. Don't feel embarrassed to send a dollar or even five. You know, it's no big deal, guys. If everybody did it, we would be in really great shape and we'd be able to do a lot more with this stuff and even help out some of the people who need to be helped, like our people running for office and are some of our researchers. But, so, all that stuff. Linda Kennedy, listen to her stuff. It was very interesting. Got to do it. Eric Hoffman and Christopher Bolin's recent interview over in Iran's national television or some TV station in Iran. Got to hear it, guys. Very well done. Get to know what the Iranians got to hear the other day. Very powerful stuff. Michael Piper, see ya. Don't want to be ya. That's the fact over there, guys. Nina over at MySpace. Give Nina a buzz. Go over there to Nina's space, if Nina S, and tell her we want you as a radio host. I want to talk to her about getting maybe her. She's going to do some interviews with some young people and campuses and college students. And she's a brave, hardworking, well-educated, student-aged, university-aged gal who has a incredible grasp of this deception that we've all been living under for so many years. And she's got a wit and an insight that's well beyond her years. Wonderful, wonderful hard worker. And we're hoping to put some audio files out from Nina if she's going to have the time, because she's a very busy person. Give her a little site, a little MySpace site a look, and send her a message. Tell her Daryl said hi and want to hear her on the radio soon. But until next time, ladies and gentlemen, this is Daryl Bradford Smith saying be well. Bye-bye now.